to sing his gaze. Published their tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release.
I invite you to unmute. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy
Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. We'll say together the Jubilate found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 82 or in your leaflet. Be joyful in the Lord, all your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age.
We will say responsively by the half verse, Psalm 116, found on page 759 of the prayer book or in your handout. I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication.
Because he has inclined his ear to me whenever I call upon him.
How shall I repay the Lord?
For all the good things he has done for me.
I lift up the cup of salvation.
And call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord.
In the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord.
Is death of his servants.
O Lord, I am your servant.
I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
And call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord.
In the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the Lord's house.
In the midst of you, O Jerusalem, hallelujah.
First reading is a reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened in to Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour. Knead it and make cakes. Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh, yes, you did laugh." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll say together Canticle 21, found on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. You are God,
God,
we praise you.
Praise you.
You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing an endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, glory. The glorious company of the praise you. The noble fellowship of the cross praise you.
The second reading is taken from the Book of Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For a while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn number 691, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew 9th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into his harvest. And Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to come out and cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, his son Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, and Zacchaeus, Lecter, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with his followers, among instructions, go nowhere among the 10,000 that are no town of the Samaritans, which go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You receive without pay, give without payment. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. You know how sometimes you just get tired? You need a break. You need a break from the daily grind. You need a break from the news. You need a break from just all the craziness in the world. A couple of weeks ago, I rented a movie. It's called I'll Push You. This man who has a degenerative disease that he's lost use of his arms and his legs sees a documentary about the Camino in Spain, the 500 miles that you can walk starting in the Pyrenees. And he asks his best friend, who was born 36 hours after he was, he asks Patrick, how would you like to go this 500-mile walk with me? And his friend instantly said, I'll push you. And the movie is actually a documentary about this journey of pushing this man in a wheelchair who was unable to help himself. And I'm thinking about one scene where they get to the place they're going to stay for the night. And their room is on the third floor, but the elevator is too small for the wheelchair. So they have to lift him onto an office chair, then from the office chair back into his wheelchair, then onto the bed. He was unable to help in any way. And it just showed challenge after challenge after challenge of this 500 miles. And I think about the pilgrimage that they took. We're all on a pilgrimage. We're all on a journey. Our entire lives were on this journey where we are invited to once again go into the heart, into our heart, into the heart of God, to envision and re-envision our lives and our call and our purpose, and then to go out into the world. Today in Genesis, we hear the story, more of the story of Abraham and Sarah. And if you remember, Abraham, Sarah, and his family was called by God to leave their hometown, leave their country, the land of Ur, and to go into wherever God called them. And throughout Genesis, we hear the different places they're called, the different challenges they face. But we know that they started this journey, this pilgrimage, when they were at least middle-aged, if not elderly. And today's story is where they had encamped as nomads near the oaks of Mamre. And it said that the Lord appeared to Abraham as he was in the entrance of his tent, staying out of the heat of the day. And as soon as he saw the three visitors, he ran to meet them. He bowed down in front of them, and he said, I'll have somebody bring water, and we'll wash your feet. Come, rest for a while under the oak trees, and I will make you something to eat. And so he ran into his wife Sarah and said, get the finest wheat. We're going to make 3 loaves of bread for our 3 visitors. And then he ran around back to the herd, and he picked a calf that was strong and young and tender and gave it to the servant to prepare. And so he joined his guests, and they had a feast of fresh baked bread and roasted meat and curds and whey. And as they were talking, the visitors said, where is your wife, Sarah? And he said, well, she's in the tent. And they said, by the time we come back this way, she will have given birth to a child. Now Sarah overheard this, and she laughed. And they said, why did she laugh? And of course she said, I didn't laugh. But of course they knew that she had laughed, because she knew that she was now elderly, past the time when women could have children. But of course that came to pass. It was God's will that she have this child that led to the nation of Israel, led to them having descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, as numerous as the sand on the sea. These 2 faithful people journeyed where God had called them, not knowing where they were going, not knowing where it would end, not knowing the challenges that they would face, but they willingly went on this journey when God called. And I think about the Gospel of Matthew today. Now, Jesus had called the 12 disciples. He sat them down, gave them the Sermon on the Mount, the instructions for how the kingdom of God looks and how they are called to be. And it said, then Jesus immediately took the 12 and started going from village to village to village. And I was thinking, he had the choice. Jesus could have stayed in Nazareth and let people come to him. But God said, you are not going to know where you're going to lay your head. You're not going to know where your next meal is coming from. I'm inviting you and these 12 on a journey. And so as they went from town to town to town, seeing every single possible problem that you could imagine. And it says they came to this town and this great crowd gathered. A huge, great crowd. And as they looked out on them, Jesus was filled with compassion, gut-wrenching compassion. As he looked on the poor, the lame, the sick, the widow, the orphan, the blind, the leper, the prostitute, the tax collector, and as he looked out on this great crowd all coming to him in need, he had compassion. And he said they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And I'm here to tell you that we know what it looks like, what it feels like to be harassed and helpless. We know what it feels like to fall on our knees in deep despair. We know what it feels like to wake up in the middle of the night and to toss and turn and toss and turn. We know what it's like to trudge day after day after day, not knowing what's happening around us because we are so concerned and consumed with what's going on in our lives. All we have to do is look around us at the divisions in our country, at this virus, looking at our children and our grandchildren and wondering about the future, wondering about the economy, wondering about the racism, wondering about the divisions, wondering about the hate and anger, wondering about the crime. We understand what it's like to feel harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And it said Jesus had compassion, gut-wrenching compassion, and he healed every single one of them of their diseases. He healed everyone, and he felt the compassion for them. And he looked at the disciples and he said, now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to find out how to heal the sick, the lame, the diseased, the harassed, and the helpless. Because Jesus knew that he couldn't do it on his own. Jesus knows that he wasn't meant to do it on his own. He was called to teach us how to go on this journey. how to go into our hearts, how to re-envision, how to call on the strength of God, how to lean on the teachings of Jesus and go out into the world. In the movie, I'll Push You, the challenges they faced were incredible, just unbelievable. Going through 6-inch deep mud in a 3-wheeled wheelchair where it just sank. Pulling, literally pulling as other people pushed, and then the front wheel broke off and they thought, what are we gonna do here? What are we gonna do? And what the friend, Patrick, thought was that it was his responsibility, his desire, his mission to do this himself, to push his friend so that they could go together these 500 miles. And what he found instead was that people would come up and volunteer to help. People came out of the middle of nowhere and made sure that they were taken care of. And these were two men of faith. You would listen to the prayers that they said before they went out each morning, the prayers they said when they were stuck and hopeless. And what he learned is not only will he push, but the whole community comes together, that we are called to community, to lean on each other, to trust in each other, to travel together. And so as we enter this green season, this season of discipleship that's going to last for the next 6 months, where we look at how we are called to be disciples. And we can say, yeah, I've been doing it for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, just like Abraham and Sarah, but God's got a new plan for you. God is asking you to be pushed to the limits, to challenge you, to invite you, to encourage you. God trusts in you, that you are able to look around. You are able to see the people in our community, in this nation, and in the world who are harassed and helpless. People around us who are right now on their knees saying, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. So there's two things I'm going to be asking you throughout this discipleship season. One of them is, are you willing to be transformed, to give your everything, to be challenged to the limit, but also to receive gifts beyond your imagination? And number two, are you willing to trust in God 100%, 150% with all your life, your breath, your soul, your mind, and your being? Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to join in as you are able as we say together the Apostles' Creed, found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, he descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The prayers are found on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
will be done,
as it is in heaven.
Give us this
day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem and the doxology.
Brian.
Good morning, you in church?
Yep.
How's yourself working?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him.
I invite you to unmute for the prayers of the people.
Prayers of the people can be found on page 392 of the prayer book or in your handout. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors,
and for those who are at home.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all
justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, friendless, and needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
Our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for Tammy, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Bill, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Lindsay,
Ann and Jerry,
all victims of violence.
Alex.
Special prayers for Muriel Conway. She has a test this Wednesday on the 17th, PEP test for her single kidney and her lung.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
My beautiful grandbabies.
For Michael Skinner, he was Mike S. He has full capacity. The doctor released him for his leg. It's fine. He thanks everybody for the prayers. And Tony Smolis for his heart operation. He said several times to thank everybody for his prayer, for the prayers for him. He's doing also very good.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
His heirs.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life.
But above all, for your measure of love, and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives. By giving up ourselves to service, and by walking in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory throughout all ages.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn, number 555, Lead On, O King Eternal. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you so much.